In a world where vision is a commodity, imagine a person blessed with 20/20 eyesight embarking on a quest to guide those without the gift of sight through the intricate landscapes of military conflicts and the battlefields of human rights. Picture this visionary armed with descriptions as vivid as the reality they depict, painting mental images of tanks and battlegrounds for those who would perceive the world through senses other than sight. The Herculean challenge is that visually impaired companion may not know the form of a tank, the concept of a roof, or the reflective magic of a mirror. Our sighted guide must navigate the treacherous waters of bias, ensuring that their own perceptions of race or gender do not taint the purity of their descriptions. In the social arenas where individuals flock amongst those with similar visual experiences, the sighted person's task is to bridge the gap to create common ground of understanding and empathy. Yet, in this noble endeavor, there lies a risk. The perception of danger, so evident to the sighted, might be an elusive phantom to the blind. The sighted person's vivid descriptions might inadvertently downplay the severity or threat, or perhaps, in their zeal, amplify it beyond proportion. The blind individual relying on the sighted interpretation steps forward with a courage that is either commendably optimistic or dangerously naive. Together, they tread a path filled with potential missteps and misunderstandings, yet also lined with opportunities for profound connection and mutual ground. It's a dance of trust and reliance where each step is a testament to their collective bravery. Whether this journey is seen as a testament to human resilience or a foolhardy gamble, one thing remains clear. It is a partnership that defines the world's conventions, a tandem venture into the unknown, guided by the shared vision of a world beyond sight.